Blog Talk Radio.
Praising my Savior.
Oh, oh,
cross. His benefits are new every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. And I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise him all the day long. Yes, yes, this is
say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all and all. Oh, to save. My humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trail.
Not for, well, the fighting, but we thank you that you win every battle. There's no battle that you are defeated. You are the winner in every battle for all your covenant children. You are a covenant-keeping God. Abba, Father, we love you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you for provision. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for good health. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we bless you. For our children, we thank you. For our spouses, we thank you. For our grandchildren, thank you. Lord, we bless your name. For our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, we say thank you. For our parents, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you for generational blessings. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that even though some of our parents are not here, but Lord, we thank you for what you place in them. We thank you for the invitation they left with us. Thank you, Lord. Even when we thought it was difficult, we thank you, Lord, that you brought us through. You, oh God, we bless your name. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. Oh, how I love Jesus. How I love you, I love you, I love you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for our experiences, whether they're good or bad or in between. Thank you because you strengthened us. You took us through the process. You're taking us through the process. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for providing according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we don't even tap into some of these, the covenant blessing. We just take favor because we lack understanding. We lack revelation. But Lord, open our eyes to see that you have set a table before us. Hallelujah. In the presence of our enemies. And not only have you set this table, but you anoint our head with oil. Hallelujah. Empower us. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. We thank you. We acknowledge your presence in our midst this morning. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name. Move and touch each and every one of us. Open our hearts to receive. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. Give us understanding, revelation with understanding and with application. Let us apply this word in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When I think about the goodness, the goodness, the goodness of Jesus, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for moving in our lives. Thank you right now for what you're doing. Thank you for the stirring up. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of our children. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of our spouses. Thank you for Lord, would you do it in the lives of our grandchildren? Thank you, Lord, for the lives of our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. We say thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. We bless your name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. Father, we bless your name. So, Lord, we come to the throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, our nieces and our nephews. We pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood will never, ever lose its power. We release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We soak their service in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies. In the blood of Jesus, we soak our homes, our offices, our cars. In the blood of Jesus, we soak our children's homes. In the blood of Jesus, Oria Masanteriako, our grandchildren home, in the blood of Jesus, oh God, our offices, our jobs, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh Father God, send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we pray. Let your holy angels be with us 24/7, guiding us and protecting us, doing your bidding in our lives. Holy angels that are assigned to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, O God, oh, that you will lead us, Holy Ghost. You will guide us. You will show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you, for Holy Spirit, for your mighty move. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you for refreshing. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we give you glory. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Perfect all that concerns us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Buruboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministry. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do something so simple this morning, but I pray that the Lord open our eyes of understanding and take us deeper, because sometimes we do things over and over. We get so accustomed to doing it. It's just we're not getting the meaning, the deep meaning of it. Hallelujah. So I want you to turn with me to the 23rd Psalm. And I want every one of us, wherever you are this morning, hallelujah, I want you to repeat that song right after me this morning. Hallelujah. Let us say it together, but I want you to say it slow. So I'm not going to rush you, okay? Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. So let's look at this. The Lord, who is your shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. What is a shepherd? A shepherd watches over what the sheep, takes care of his sheep. The shepherd protects his sheep. Let me, the shepherd is the sheep, knows the shepherd, and the shepherd knows the sheep. The shepherd keeps watch over his sheep. The shepherd protects the sheep. The Lord. So who is a shepherd? The Lord. So what is it? He that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. God watches over us 24/7. He is a shepherd. Hallelujah. And sometimes you think that he's not there, but I want you to know that God is right there. Hey, he might be not saying anything, but his presence. You see, God do not need to talk. He don't need to say a word. But his presence, just his presence be with you. When you're standing by, you never, my brothers and sisters this morning, I want you to know, you are never standing by yourself. You are a covenant child of God. You think right now you're standing or you're sitting or you're lying down. And maybe you might be the only person in your home, in your house, in your job, or in the place of your house. You think you by yourself. If God will open your eyes to see the invisible, you will jump on your knees and stop. You won't stop praising God. You won't stop because his holy angels are right there. Right there with you. You think you can go to sleep and he doesn't watch over you? Not only are they right there with you, right there with me, to your front door, they're there. Around your house, they're there. While you up there sleeping in your living room. Hallelujah. They're right all over your house. Hallelujah. The holy angels are right there. You go into bed in the night, your car outside, they're there, right in there, watching over your car. Oh, yes, your children might be up and down, going through changes, or good or bad, whatever. What? He protects our children. You see, when God bless us, he don't just bless you. He bless the seed of your seed of your seed. Because, you see, that's what we call a covenant God. So your children in a club is just there. So Apostle, what are you talking about? Oh, yes, they're there. Your children doing things, they're there. Your grandchildren doing things, they're right there to protect them. Because you know what? But those angels were not there. The holy angels, many of us parents, will not be parents anymore. We will have lost children. To protect your children also. To protect your grandchildren also. Hallelujah. God is right there. He watches over. He's there. He's there. So he's my shepherd. So what he's saying is, my shepherd, look at the word protection. Let's look at Psalm 91. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 91. When you look at the Lord is my shepherd, just look at Psalm 91. One of the things that will make you be comfortable is to look at Psalm 91. Because we take the thing, and I am my shepherd, I shall not want to go. We can play with this stuff when we see it, and God just look at us. Because we're not grasping what he's doing for us. So that's why we can't even praise him like we're supposed to praise him, because we don't know that if those angels were not in this house here, my house, if those angels were not to my door or to your door, if those angels were not in the car when we drive back and forth, if those angels were not watching over my children and grandchildren or all of us that we pray for each other, if those angels were not there, we finish all our children. We thank God. The Bible says in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You dwell in the secret place because you are his covenant son and daughter. You are his child. You are a kingdom citizen. Can I break it down more? Oh, Holy Spirit, help me. Let me break it down more. If you are a citizen, you are a citizen of the United States, and you're living in, let's go to Liberia, another country, and you are U.S. citizen. Do you know when you're in another country? What do? When you're in another country, even you got to go to the embassy to report that you are in that country. They got to have a listing of where you are, how to get in contact with you. If something happened in that country, they will put the U.S. government will protect you in Liberia. Your U.S. government, if you're a U.S. citizen, will protect you in Ghana. The U.S. government has the right to protect you in England. The U.S. government, wherever you are, because you are their citizen, that you are a U.S. When we are U.S. citizens, we are protected. I'm just giving an example. If you're a Liberian citizen, you go somewhere else, the government's supposed to protect you wherever you are. But praise the name of Jesus. If the U.S. government protects, right now, the U.S. government negotiating for some of these prisoners to come where people have taken their hostages at all. But this is not a matter of negotiating. The devil cannot take you as a hostage. You are a kingdom citizen. You are in this world, but you're not of this world. Can I repeat this again? Right now, if you are a Liberian citizen, nobody can go to that embassy to walk in that embassy. I don't care what you do to arrest you. Why? Because you are on, when you're in that embassy, you are on the Liberian ground or whatever embassy, whatever country you're from. I'm breaking it down to you. So you are a kingdom citizen and the enemy cannot touch you. Can I repeat? You are what? A kingdom citizen. You are a king. You're from the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. He took you out of darkness and brought you into his marvelous light because you received Christ. When you receive Christ, we play with that stuff. Save the Lord and save your husband. That is a big agreement you signed. You have given your life, Jesus Christ. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. It's just like when you become a U.S. citizen and you're taking your oath. That's what it is. When you receive, you say, I am. When you take that oath to become a U.S. citizen, the covenant protects you fully, 100%. Now, when you receive salvation, hallelujah. When you say, I receive you, Jesus, that's my Lord and personal Savior. Do you know what you're saying? Do you know how deep it is? We say those things and just take it for granted. And we run up and down. But if we only knew what we were saying, we got to, Lord, give me a revelation what it is to receive Jesus now, a kingdom citizen. It's just like when you become a U.S. citizen and you take your oath. Hallelujah. So you have complete rights as a kingdom citizen of Almighty God. He is required to protect. So either if you become a citizen or I don't understand some of the rules and the laws. Yeah, you might not understand it, but you protect it. And God will. That's why the Holy Spirit is there in the kingdom center to lead us, to guide us and protect us. And if you really want to know the laws of the kingdom, the Bible, the word of God, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You are the king's son or daughter. You are glorious within. Now you are a new creature in Christ Jesus' salvation. So guess what? The Lord is your shepherd. You dwell in that secret place, in that place. And you can say, yes, I will say of the Lord. He is saying it with confidence and faith. He is my refuge and my fortress. If you can say the oath as when you become a citizen, so with so much pride, and you go and you coming to the airport with your U.S. passport, you show it all, and you got all of that. Why you can't show over your kingdom passport? It's the highest in the universe. No, highest. This is. God created these countries. God created everything. You are his son and daughter. Do you know where you are? You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Do you know what salvation truly means? I just give you part of it. He is what? The Lord is my refuge, my fortress, my God in him. But I trust the CEO of the universe, the Alpha and Omega, he's your rep. Who can touch you? He's protected. That's why the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Bible says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noise. Oh, he will protect you. I will just stop right here because I can't even go further. I just feel the power and anointing. You shall not mourn. We just started with the Lord is my shepherd. By the end of the week, we'll be finished. Because even by the time, I can't even go for the Lord. I can give you so much scriptures for the Lord is my shepherd. That's for the first verse. I want you to take time this week and sit it slowly. And look, we go to Isaiah 45. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus whose right hand I have fallen to subdue nations before me. I will loose the Lord's king to open before him the two-leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you, make the crooked places. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. This is God. And I will give thee treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places that thou knowest not, that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name and the God of Israel. This is God, oh, he's kingdom citizen. I am the Lord, and there's no one else. There's no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside. I am the Lord, there is none beside. None else, there's none else. I'm reading Isaiah 45, verse 6. Verse 7 says, I formed the light. That's the key. I formed the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Hallelujah. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You go to Isaiah 44:1. Yet now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord that made thee, that formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thy shepherd, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry land. I will pour my spirit upon what? Thy seed. You see, I'll tell you for your children. And my blessing upon thy offspring. So when God protect you, protect your children. Your children, you understand. And then he said, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water course. Hallelujah. I just want you to know the Lord is your shepherd. I shall not want. Then he said Isaiah 43. But thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine, you are God. The Lord is who? Your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. You got to say my shepherd when you talk to your friends. The Lord is my shepherd. Who are you talking about? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator, the CEO of the universe. The breath I breathe is yours. Even your enemy, the breath they breathe is not even death. It's God. Then you know that you are so important to God. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. Well, he passed through the water. The water he got. God controls the. He created the water. No water will. No, nothing will help happen to you. Even through the rivers, I can have. The rivers are. They shall not overflow thee. When I walk up through the fire, you, as Daniel, as a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that shall not be. Neither shall the flame kindle. You will go to the fire and you won't even smell the smoke. Oh, hallelujah. Now stop right there. I want you to take today. Take today and just tell it just the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd. Don't even go to I shall not want. Take to part in today. The Lord, say it quietly. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, the Lord who created the heavens. Look at the sun, the earth. Look at the beautiful flowers. That's my God. Look at the sun, the moon. Look at this. That's my God. Oh, my God. The Lord is my shepherd. My sisters and brothers, I end with this. Just keep it in your heart. The Lord is my shepherd. I want you to be assured. I want you to have that covenant. I want you to have that faith. If the U.S. government can protect you and I, what about the one who created all the nations? The one who breathed that we breathe? The one who is the CEO of the universe? You think it will protect you? Yes, give God the credit, oh. Give you the credit of the Lord when you walk up. You know, when they ask you, I remember in Liberia, they ask, who's your dad? Who's your father? They want to know who's your father and who's who. What? And you call your father, you call your father, you recover this, when you know your father, and people know your father, and if your people know what your father has done, not necessarily in the country, for whatever your father's friends, and they can't touch you, there's such a thing, you get such a privilege as being a daughter of your father, a daughter or son of your father, daughter or son of your mother, hallelujah, there's you know, I go places, people say, oh, what's your name? I gave my name. Oh, I knew your dad. Oh, and so. They knew my dad. And some of them, and my dad friends and stuff. My father had done some nice things for them. And said, oh, come, do stay in the back of the line. Come in the front. And some of them, oh, do come sit here. You get that favor. That I just get favor from my dead dad. I get favor from my dead mom. I get favor from my dead grandparents. I get Marco Pro, get favor from her. I get favor, because of what they've done. You get favor from different things for your family and your generation. You see the blessings? You get a favor. You get open doors from different things your family you have done. Maybe your mother fed, took care of one child or gave your friend food. And then you get, what do you think about God? What do you think about God? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you. We take these things so like nothing just to be your sons and daughters. Ah, thank you, Lord, that you even offer us salvation. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. I pray, Lord, everyone under the sound of our voice, Lord, that you let the Holy Spirit move upon their hearts so that they can go back and just read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. And it will meditate on these 5 words that would today the Lord is my shepherd. That they will meditate on those 5 words. All they got to do is take the Lord, who is the Lord, and take it and break it down. When they know who God is, then they will know how to say, my shepherd. Lord, teach them, teach us how to know and break these scriptures down so we can know how awesome God is. So we can celebrate and praise him and worship him. Oh, God, you are my shepherd. I shall not want no devil from the pit of hell to touch your children. Hallelujah. So, Lord, hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. Abba, Father. And so, Lord, let your spirit move and touch each and every one of us in our wounds. Let there be a stirring up. Let there be confidence and knowing that you are the Lord. The Lord is my, he's my, oh my God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit. Rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen.
beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.